It's time to take 10 minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion, Parshat Ki Tisa. We want a relationship. We want to thank our sponsors, Karen and Barney Abbas, who sponsored memory of Karen's parents, Miriam and Harry Cooper. We look at our Parsha. Hashem says, look, you did the golden calf. All right. So the Levites killed the sinners. Moshe prayed. All right, let's continue. Lech Nechet Ham, continue. Bring the people to the land I've promised Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, but I'm not going with you. I mean, if I, God, come with you in an ominous sense, if I micromanage the situation, I'll be like a fire and I will consume you. I will wipe you out because there's so much sinning going on. So the people hear this, Vayit Abalu, they mourned. They mourned in two senses. Number one, they mourned the sin that they had done. And as the Torah more points out, it's one thing that they were punished, it's one thing that there were plagues, but it's another that God would not be coming with. See, there are two elements in what the enterprise of God, Israel, and the Jewish people are all about. One idea is that, you know, Abraham was promised many great things, come to the land of Israel. So, the Jews are going to Israel, they should be happy. There's a second element, and that is Israel is not just a place, a destination, a promise. Israel is, it represents our relationship with God. What does it say in Parshat Ekev? It's a national The eyes of God are there from beginning of the year to the end of the year. In other words, the notion of the divine providence in Israel is different than anywhere else. For instance, take the second paragraph of Shema. Every day we say a simplistic kind of statement. If we keep the commandments, we'll have rain, be good. If we don't keep the commandments, we'll be chased out of the land. You say to yourself, is that how it works? What about the book of Job? Aren't there bad things that happen to good people? Aren't there good things that happen to bad people? How does it work? So it's true, it's a great mystery. The parsha itself may allude to that. But one of the ideas is that, no, in the land of Israel, it's not a great mystery. In the land of Israel, as a people, our fate is tied to our mitzvot. That's the way it works. Whether that's still true today, or Soloveitchik had a notion that in Tatim al Adamatam, once we're planted in the land of Israel today, we will never leave. But generally speaking, there's a relationship between the mitzvot and our reward and punishment in the land of Israel. Land of Israel, we have a different relationship with God. As Ramban describes sort of mystically, we don't understand what it means, but says that if you live, let's say, somewhere else, you're under the angel of that particular country. But when you live in the land of Israel, you're directly under God's providence. So when the Jews heard that, yeah, we're going to Israel, but it won't be anything special. You just live there like a regular person. No, they didn't want that. They wanted to have that experience where, you know, they're in Israel and they pray and all of a sudden the prayer is answered. They wanted to have that experience where you go to Yerushalayim and you can see palpably the hand of God in Jerusalem and the temple and Beis HaMikdash. They didn't want just a plane going to the land of Israel when ultimately what we want is we want to be wanted by God. If we're rejected, that's not the land of Israel. The whole idea of Israel is that God wants you. When we come back to Israel, we want to feel like, oh, God wants us again. For the end of last week's Haftorah, V'ratziti etchem, God will want us again. We say every day in our prayers, Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu B'Amcha Yisrael, desire us. We want to be wanted. Isn't that what we all want? We want to be wanted by someone. We want to be loved. And we say, our eyes want to see you as you return to Jerusalem. We want to see your divine presence. The idea of return of the Jews to the land of Israel is supposed to be the idea that everyone will say, wow, the Jewish God has returned the Jewish people to the land of Israel. That's amazing. That's an act of God. That's something we need to celebrate. That shows that God is with the Jewish people. He hasn't, lo yitosh Hashem amo, God has not abandoned his people. That's what the kind of return to Israel we're looking for. You know, we say, Yerushalayim, Yerachav, Rachamim, Tashuv. We ask God to return to Jerusalem. We don't ask to return to Jerusalem. We ask God to return to Jerusalem. The line which Kaddish is based, that one day God's name will be great, is when the Jews will return to the land of Israel. The very return itself should be a sign that God is with us, that God has kept his promise. We want both. We want the promise. We want the land of Israel. We also want, the closeness. We want a relationship with God, a special kind of relationship with God. That's what Israel is supposed to be all about. I don't know about you, when I go to Israel sometimes, you know, things happen. You know, it's like you're in a different plane. We're in the land of Israel. That's the way it's supposed to be. We hope, we pray that not only should we continue to settle the land of Israel, but continue to thrive and grow in the land of Israel, which itself is a sign that God wants us again. But we don't just want it to be a fulfillment of the covenant. Ah, God has a covenant. He has a promise to keep with the Jews. So he keeps us going in Israel. No, we don't just want that. We want that there should be a sense that God desires us. God is excited about our return to Israel. We're excited about him, and he's excited about us. That courtship with God described so beautifully in the Song of Songs. Sometimes he wants us. We don't want him. We want him. He doesn't want us. That finally we will get back together with God. That's our hope. That's our dream. Bait Avalu, the Jews mourn terribly. And the man says, oh, this is good tshuva. This is amazing. The Jews are really repenting. And the Jews really repent. Then God said, okay, he's going to come with us. And through the Mias HaRachmim, because he has mercy on us, he'll be able to be with us and tolerate us. Because with all of his mercy, he'll allow us to return to the land of Israel, for him to come with us and to tolerate us and to forgive us for our iniquities. Let's hope, let's pray that we should merit to see God return to Jerusalem. Not only physically, we should return to Israel, but also that special relationship should be flourish and grow between God and the Jewish people. Thanks for joining us here at the Baron Hirsch Congregation for our discussion of the Parsha and the holidays. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer, and once again, thanks to Karen Barney Abbas, and may the memories of Miriam and Harry Cooper, blessed memory, be a blessing. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.